Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Always good when everybody shows up early to the porch. Let's start the podcast. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barb Tripley.
And I'm Steve.
So I, if you haven't listened to the last podcast, y'all need to go back and listen to it because wow, was that good? Okay, just still laughing from it. The podcast that has Sparkle is titled Sparkle Pony and Carmen. Anyway, so I'd like to start this week. I actually have a song story and a word, so I'd like to start the discussion.
Two words. So
okay, let me start the song story. Yes. The song story goes. This last weekend, I've had a very busy work week. Last weekend, and I just really didn't want to do anything on the weekend. And there was a big party that I don't get invited to anymore because I told this guy to stop sending me dick pics in the middle of the day on my phone when I have them in a conference room and people can see it. And I have said, this is a drunk friend of mine. I'm sorry. Okay. So I don't get to go to that guy's parties anymore. And our friends, Kyle and Lola went to that party Saturday night. And then she said, you know, come on over on Sunday. So, went over on Sunday afternoon, 3:30, we cooked a little inside dinner, basically just a snack. And then, went back and did the massage table and, got naked. And, the best thing about Kyle is he is my personal barber. He loves to shave pussies. And so I was ready to be shaved and I got ready to be shaved and he has this habit. I don't know how he does it, but in the middle of shaving, he likes to test it. So he will reach down and start licking your pussy instead of shaving it. And so you're never quite aware of when the razor is going to stop and then when the pussy licking is going to start. Okay.
Nice.
Right. So I had pre-music on because we really hadn't begun to fuck around yet. And I had the pre-music tape on and the song that comes up is it's a Tejana, so that's like Mexican music type stuff. It's a cross between Tejana and polka. Okay, that's the beat of it. And the song is called That's the Way the Girls Are in Texas. All right. and it is not, it is totally not, like, it is not something you would pick to be when you're telling dirty jokes. Okay, when you're getting yourself in the mood, not. And so I am laughing because this song has come on and I start laughing and I'm like, this is a terrible song for fucking. And Kyle goes, I bet you I can make it a good song. And I was like, how are you going to make that a good song? And he goes, I'm going to lick to the beat of the song.
That's fantastic.
to the beat of the song. And by the time the song ended, I'm screaming. It was great. It was a wonderful time. So I started out with "This is a terrible song," and I ended up with, "Okay, I'm going to have to keep this in the rotation."
Oh, yeah. Great memory, if nothing else. When it pops up, you'll be like, "Ooh, I remember that."
Exactly. See, and that's where you associate that music with a memory.
Okay? Exactly. Exactly.
So when you said massage table, was this the massage table how you do it?
So Kyle and Lola, we hooked them on the massaging because I have my massage table that I typically bring. But this was during COVID. I would bring the table over and we would do the massages, which is, yes, get naked and fuck and do, you know, happy ending massages happen, right? They love the massage table so much, they bought one and it is permanently in their bedroom. Okay.
Ooh.
So permanently.
We should do an episode one time where each of us, in our own words, describe their experience on your massage table. Maybe it's just a really hot memory in my mind.
Right.
But it's just an idea.
Oh, well, it was really good.
She's got the coconut oil warming in the candle wax, you know, light that's just the right temperature. She's got the paintbrushes right there. And it's close enough to the bed that you can be fucking somebody on the massage table and then just turn your hips around and fuck somebody on the bed.
Nice.
And we've had some reach around stuff. So logistically, it really sits in a great place at Kyle and Lola's place. Okay.
That's strategically placed. That's right.
It is strategically placed. And we've also gotten, for my birthday last year, they gave me hot stones. We have hot stones now when we play with the hot stones. that's added to the experience. Yes, definitely. So that was my song. The word comes from Mandingo. He was driving along and said, "Urgent call this week. You have to call me now." Okay, so I called him, and so this comes from him. And he says, "I have a word for you guys." And he says, "Do you know what teabagging is?" Now, I know. So, Steve, you're shaking your head. Yes. What is teabagging? Go ahead and tell me.
Well, it's a couple of things, but the one I think is when a man basically puts his balls on a woman's over her eyes.
Right. That's teabagging. Okay. Yes. So, because I said, yeah, that's everybody knows what teabagging is. That's teabagging. He goes, "Okay, what is the female equivalent?"
Oh, shit.
What do you think that word is?
What? Wait a minute. The female's putting what on their eye? What?
Well, pussy lips, right? Because the guy's putting the balls on, right? So what is the equivalent when a woman does the same type of action? What's the
angel
word
winging
for it? Actually, he said, "Flappuccino."
Oh!
That is so great.
That's a good one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's from Mandingo. So any of you all are out there listening, if you have a word you want us to add or quiz us on or something, hey, you just shoot us an email. Easiest way to shoot us an email is to go to the website, beyondmonogamypodcast.com, and put in your word that you want us to talk about and try to define with your definition. We'll play that game. We like these games. Okay, that one, I have no idea where Mandingo came up with it, but it made my day. I was laughing the rest of the day.
That's a good one.
That is.
Oh, that reminds me of a joke I heard.
Okay.
And it's really bad. What do you call a lesbian hippopotamus? "I lick a lot of pussimus." Dun, dun, dun. It takes a while. It takes a while. See? It's a delay. It's a delayed laughter.
Janet can't talk. She's laughing too hard.
I am laughing too hard.
I thought it was good.
It okay, was.
So Barbie, what's the words you want to do?
Well, they're not nearly as much fun as that.
That's okay. It's just, you know.
Okay. Sapiosexual.
Sapiosexual.
Oh, yeah. I know. I think I know.
But all right. Give it a go.
No. I'll let them go first.
Well, I'm thinking, so the word itself, sapien, homo sapien. So a sapios, is that somebody who fucks dogs?
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
That would be a canine sexual.
Stop. Let's stop that one here. Edit. Anyway. No, it's a person. You're going to really feel like.
Poor Janet, look at her.
A person. Oh, yeah. Gosh. If you could see her now, her whole face is bright red. A person who is sexually attracted to intelligence.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Well, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I and agree. So yeah.
I've been called sapio, but I haven't been called. That's not what they call me. They used another word for it, and they came up with a big fancy word and stuff, and said, "Yeah, because I got a." So unless they're really, really hot, like I'll fuck them once if they're really, really hot and not smart. Just tape their mouth shut and then just exactly. Fuck them. Okay. All right, but if I'm gonna do them again, if I'm gonna be around this person, I gotta have some brains there. Yes. Gotta.
And then the other one, you're going to figure this one out really easy. Procrastinating.
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 Oh,
procrastinating. So.
It's how cam models make all their money during the day. People who should be doing something.
Oh.
They're busy masturbating.
Okay.
Procrastinating.
Procrastinating.
I thought, oh, that's great, because that's how we made so much money.
Right. Right.
People working from home. Like, oh, okay.
And so I believe, Steve, you had something that you wanted to talk about.
Well, I had a couple things, but I have a quick story here. And I'm very offended by this story because it says it's an elderly woman who is 60 years old. I said, what?
Oh.
I said, do what? 60? What? What the hell? So anyway, back in January, a 60-year-old lady goes walking into the local fire station. And she says, hey, can you guys help me? I've lost a key and I can't get this open. So of course, firemen being who they are, so thought that maybe misplaced the keys or whatever it was to her house or something. She goes, oh no. She lifts up her sweater dress and flashes the unsuspecting firefighters with a huge iron chastity belt strapped to her pussy.
Oh. And she what?
She lost the key to the chastity belt.
Lost the key. So, of course, firefighters that they are, they pulled out their bolt cutters. I said, you could use the jaws of life on that one. But, you know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Yeah, so the firefighters did their thing, saved the day, and did what they do best. They saved her kitty. You know.
Oh, you know, that made their, you know, that's a story that they will have. They're one of their work stories that will be with them for a long
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
So, yep. Remember the time when?
Yes, exactly.
But sadly, that probably doesn't even rank in the top, you know.
No, but I thought that was so funny, especially when it said an elderly woman, 60 years old. I'm going,
what? Well, yeah. Okay.
Get a life.
Take the word elderly off.
I'm going to throw in a joke here. It probably won't hit. I'm just going to throw it. Going back to. To Barbie's masturbating or procrastinating. I mean, have any of you ever been in a bathroom when someone else is masturbating?
No.
Like, no.
No. I mean, it's crazy. I'm in the bathroom and my boss is in the next stall, like, and just banging on the wall and going nuts. And I'm like, if you would stop banging on the wall and shut the fuck up, I'd finish quicker.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Jeez, nope.
Wow. Were you masturbating or was your boss or were you both? Because telling him you'll finish quicker, what does that mean? Okay.
Yeah. Hey, quit that. I'm trying. I could quit it if you'd shut the fuck up and let me finish. Anyway, yeah. Anyway. Okay, what else are we going to talk about?
So, Steve had something else, didn't you?
I just want to throw this out here. Okay. We went to a small get together this past weekend.
All right.
Just three couples, and everybody knew each other, so rule six didn't affect us.
Good.
So we're sitting there visiting about things, and of course, we all know that L has had a couple gangbangs, and we've all been to parties before. One of the ladies that was there said, I said, are you still doing gangbangs? She goes, no, I quit. I said, why? She goes, well, we went to a party and several couples told me that if I'm going to do gangbangs, they don't want us to be part of their group anymore. I'm going, why is that? And she goes, I don't know. I guess because it's too many guys. I said, so here's my question. What's the difference if we go to a party at Janet's house where there's 15 couples, and you are playing with 10 guys or 10 women, and you're doing a gangbang, you're playing with 8 to 10 guys or women. What's the difference? And so just throw it out there, comments, whatever, your thoughts. It's been bugging me all week. It's bugged me. That's crazy.
I think there are these people within the lifestyle. We talk about how it's non-judgmental, but sometimes they are judgmental within the lifestyle. There are degrees of judgmental, you know, I'm only going to play with this one other couple. And so we're just monogamy between the two couples. Okay. Oh, shut up. Okay.
Because
I explained to you a long time ago when I first got in this, the guy was cheating on his couples group. They were all cheating on each other. You know, it's so stupid. You set up these rules and then you have these thing of this woman has gangbangs and so she's a slut. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it goes back. I really think it goes back to that. I think it's deep-seated social. The woman's a slut, or you know, I mean, there's got to be an element of jealousy or something. Because jealousy is
a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. If this was men, nobody would say one damn thing. You know, if it was
well, this was the what some of the wives were saying this to her. I'm going. Wait a minute.
There's an element of jealousy.
I have seen you fuck 8 men at a party before, but yet she can't do a gangbang with 6 to 8 guys. It's absolutely crazy. Now,
what she needs to do is get new friends because them telling her that they're not going to do her anymore because she does gangbangs.
That's right.
Unfuck them. Unfuck them. No more fucking for you. Okay. Yeah. No more fucking for you. Go find somebody else.
And you know what? I can find a whole bunch of more friends.
Exactly. And there's okay. I want the friends that are going to celebrate the gangbang and come in and be a fluffer sometimes, you know, if you're going to do that. I love fluffing on the gangbang. That's so good for me because I can do it at my pace. I can rest or whatever. I'll be the fluffer all day on the gangbang.
Wow. I'm really shocked. You're right. That would stick with me all week
too. Yeah, it has.
Because I don't understand. But Janet's right. There are degrees. There are like levels of what people say, you know, is acceptable. Or remember, we've had people who didn't want to kiss. And I'm like,
that's all right. You know, so
you're okay with fucking and I'm going to suck your cock, but let's not kiss. Oh, God. Or people who didn't want you to suck their cock and then kiss them. I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
I'm sorry. Here it comes. or else they have to use mouthwash in between.
Mouthwash in between. Yes.
Yes. With all the little cups. The little cups.
I got to tell you, every time somebody that comes up in a conversation, that dude pops in my head. The scope guy pops in my head. He is a ghost. He is the specter of that whole thing of you can kiss here and here, but you have to go wash out with scope. Wait, okay. Are we fucking or not? Okay. It's just.
I'm telling you, it's like if you have that kind of a germaphobe or a hang up, don't even get into the lifestyle, you know, just avoid it for yourself and for other people.
Right.
If you've got something that's kinda weird, just keep it to yourself.
Or that's pay about for my sex. Take on any of it is like, this is supposed to be fun, and it's part of what makes it fun is that it's just simple. You like what you like. I like what we like. And somewhere in that, we cross and do things with each other. And the minute you complicate it with here, but not here until you mouthwash, shove that up your ass. I'm not using mouthwash except for before. I mean, before I go in. But yeah, once I'm there, I'm not doing that. I'm going to kiss you when I want to kiss you. If you don't like kissing, you know, I know some people, it's not their thing. So, you know, you just disclose that up front. What do you like? What are your do's and don'ts? You know,
you put it on the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
you do.
You find it funny. You can stick your dick in me, but you can't kiss me.
Yeah.
That's our rule.
Exactly.
What the? It blows my mind.
I agree.
That's Pretty Woman syndrome. That means that woman watched the movie Pretty Woman, where she says that, you know, she fucks him, but she doesn't let him kiss at all until it's Richard Greer. And then she gets to kiss him. And then it's like, oh, yeah, we're all in love, whatever. And I'll stop being a prostitute. Oh, shut up, too.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can fuck around all day.
Yeah.
But
well, kissing is intimacy.
Yeah.
How's it anymore? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's
right. No. Or having your face in my pussy. No, there's nothing intimate about that. No.
Okay, but there's been a time, and I won't name this guy's name, a couple of guys back when we were doing the house parties and stuff, they were such terrible kissers. Oh, I know who it, one of them is. Puppy Dog, Doc Puppy Dog. He was a terrible kisser.
Yeah.
So I told him that I don't like to kiss. And it's an outright lie. Okay. Cause I didn't want to say, I just don't like to kiss you.
Right.
You know, so if you're hearing, I don't like to kiss, or we don't kiss, you got to take a look at yourself. Let's do some introspection here and figure out, are you kissing wrong? Okay. Because if you're getting this from a couple of different women, then you need to examine whether or not you need to grow with this and talk to women about, hey, what constitutes a good kiss? And what is it that you don't like? And if you do that whole bird open mouth shit where your mouth is so much bigger than mine and mine fits in yours and your teeth are on my lips and stuff, and that's it, because that's what Doc would do. And then I'd be just like, what the hell are we doing here? Okay. Or you
it's
do
mouth
the
to
whole
mouth.
Put your lips on my lips, and then it's lizard kissing, you know, lizard licking the tongue, flicking in and out. Like, again, that's not French kissing. I don't know what the hell that is, but that's not right. Who taught you this? And guys, where do you guys learn to kiss? I mean, your mom can't teach you this. Okay. Is it some other guy that teaches you this? Or is it your first girlfriend who says to you, hey, this is the way you need to do better?
I think it organically evolves. Don't you think? I mean, if you're making out with somebody, you just kind of start, you know, and the more you do it, the better you should get.
Then you need
other than time doing it, I'd say I'd have to give the old Skinamax channel the credit, you know, staying up late watching that. And then when you finally get a girl, you kind of try what you were watching and you know. Maybe I'm just kind of the okayest kisser now.
So I think you are good. So you're good. Oh, kisser, yeah. Yes. Oh, you guys are both. You guys are both good kissers. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out how you got that way. So I've never said I'm not kissing you guys, and you also know that. For me, if I am about ready to come, and you're going to do a couple of things, suck on my toe, and then kiss the side of my neck, and then give me that deep kiss. Okay, then I'm popping over. And that will actually help me finish the experience. Okay. Cause is it intimate? Is it sex? It's certainly not love, because I've kissed a lot of guys that I don't love. Okay.
Right.
But it's hot. Okay. And so it's very sexual. I like the kiss. I would contend that I think that some of the Skinamax porno, some of the movies where they show you the guy, you know, French kissing her right away and sticking his tongue down his mouth. I cried Kodak moment. Okay. On that one, I cry back to Barbie's Kodak moment.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, not real. Not real.
You know, but the, you know, if you, the subtle, when somebody like just lightly sucks on my lip a little bit, just takes it kind of off, like you target it and you start to kiss, and then you kind of move down to the lower. I have a fat lower lip, and when you play with my lower lip, it's kind of sensitive, and you suck on that. Oh, that's good. You're gonna get moans out of me there, right? Uh-huh. Something a little bit different. Yeah.
Hey, this is a great time for a break.
Fellas, are you tired of the same old experience? Need to spice things up? Introducing Dick Dippers, the revolutionary way to bring flavor to your love life.
Oh, baby.
That's right. Just dip it, dunk it, or drizzle it in one of our mouth-watering flavors, like strawberry daiquiri for a tropical twist, piña colada for that classic sweetness, or go all in with hot fudge sundae, because who doesn't love a little extra drizzle with nuts? Made with 100% edible, body-safe ingredients, Dick Dippers are smooth, tasty, and guaranteed to make every moment delicious.
Now that's a treat I can't resist.
So why be boring when you can be dipping? Get Dick Dippers today. Available wherever fine personal products are sold. Not responsible for excessive licking, moaning, or sudden craving for sweets. Use as directed. Satisfaction highly likely.
Now, back to the fun part of the podcast.
But and I guess what pisses me off is when these guys, they have to got the same feedback from women on a regular basis. Because when women talk in the bathroom, or when women talk later and say, yeah, don't kiss that guy. Okay. He's not a good kisser. Okay. You would think that some sexual emotional intelligence would come in and they'd realize she pulls away from me when I do this, rather than she moans or whatever else, her pulse does not quicken. She doesn't. So obviously what you're doing is not working. Why would you keep doing it?
You ate garlic that night before.
Right. So,
and then go to a party.
Right. So there's, I told the story a long time ago about Sue, and Sue was one of the first women that taught me the whole trick, or I learned the trick of this guy was fucking me from behind, and then all of a sudden these other fingers come in, and I feel her fingers are inside my pussy along with this guy's dick, and her fingers are rubbing my G-spot and stroking the tip of this guy's dick, so it was very, very hot, okay? So I became very good friends with Sue at that point. I saw her a lot on and off, and saw her at at the lake a lot. And then Big Donnie's wife. Big Donnie's wife. I got to remember her fake name.
Carrie.
Got it. Sorry. Big Donnie's wife, Carrie. Sorry, yes, we have to use some fake names because these people don't want to be talked about. If you figure out who she is and she does all those grapes in her pussy, you'll be wanting to track her down. So anyway, so
this is a wonderful person.
Yes. So we are on a party bus. It is the winter at the lake house. So there's lots of open spaces, a lot of people come down. It is a big swingers party bus. and we are getting ready to get on the party bus, and I see Sue that's there, and I was like, oh, Sue, I can't believe that you're here and everything is great. And then she's sitting back there on the bus with her husband, Bill. And Carrie says, oh, I don't like to do Bill. And I go, why? What's wrong with Bill? And she goes, oh, he smells like garlic. And I go, oh, that's easy. And I just picked out my Tic Tacs and I walked back and he was sitting there and we were riding on the bus and I said, would you like a Tic Tac? I need one. And he goes, sure. And he takes one. Guys, if a woman asks you if you would like a Tic Tac, take the Tic Tac. Okay.
There's a reason behind it.
There's a reason behind it. And she wants to fuck you, but she wants to get your breath straightened out first. Okay.
Yes. 100%.
Right. So I give this guy a Tic Tac and then I proceed to fuck him on the bus right there. Okay.
Good job.
And he was like, what? And he's like, this is so hot. And I was like, okay. Cause he's like, I've never done this before. And I go, well, let's scratch it off of your fuck it list.
Well, you always have a special place in my heart.
So I yanked his pants down. He took the Tic Tac for me. He didn't smell like garlic. And when you yank his pants down and he's got a big hard dick, of course you're going to fuck that. Okay. I don't care if he smells like garlic. I will bring Tic Tacs with me every time that I see Bill because I know, hey, let's just fix his breath. That's fixable.
Yeah. I just heard you went back and sat next to her and said, I don't think he smells like garlic anymore, but he might smell like pussy.
Yeah. But he might smell like fish. Oh.
I had a girl one time at a party. We were just kind of making out, getting hot and heavy. And she kind of just, she's a little drunk and was like, you're such a good kisser. How did you, where'd you learn? You guys have known me long enough and people have been listening long enough that just random fucked up shit pops into my head.
I told you were kissing your sister.
When I was growing up, I had a best friend named Brian and we practiced a lot.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better.
I learned to kiss in my sister.
My sister taught me.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny.
Was the puppy dog the one who stuck? No, who was the one who just would stick his tongue out and leave it there? Like, and just,
I'm trying to remember who that was. I think
the puppy dog. I remember that.
That's all he wanted to just. It
might have been Doc.
I think he wanted you to, like, suck it like a dick.
Maybe. But Elle's the same way. She goes, nope, not going there. And Elle loves to kiss like you, Janet, but she goes, nope. Learn how to kiss, dude.
Right. So I had when I first met Kyle with Kyle and Lola, and when he would kiss me, he would do the bird thing. He would just, like, his mouth was so big and then my mouth would just fit inside of it. And he couldn't quite figure out. And he was just like, you could tell. It's like, hey, you watch the porno movies. I got to keep my mouth open wide and stick my tongue in and stuff. And that's what he did in the beginning. And so then I finally admitted probably about 2 years ago. I mean, we've known them for a while. During COVID was when we hung out with them all the time. I think halfway through COVID, I admitted to Lola that I really didn't care for the way her husband kissed. You know, we were friends and stuff, and we were talking about different things. Do you like this? Don't you like that? And do you like it when so-and-so does that or whatever? And I basically said, I got a confession. I don't really like the way your husband kisses. You may like it, but it's not for me. And so then, you know, a couple months later, we hadn't seen him for a while. And a couple months, you know, after we got back together again, he went to kiss me and it was completely different. It was like wonderful good. like, oh my God, you're kissing, kiss me again and again and again, and then fuck me and kiss me again. Okay. So that was the kind of kiss that I got. I mean, it was lips in the right place, right angle, just the right amount of tongue every once in a while, stopping, pulling back out, sucking on my lips, taking it, and sometimes take your lips off of her lips and go down the side of her neck. Okay. Go behind mm-hmm. her ears, right? You know,
nice.
Make a trail and then come on back up and make her want to kiss you with the lips, right? He did all of that. And I didn't say anything to him because I didn't want him knowing, you know, right. that I'd said it. But like a week later, the week after that, I said to Lola, I was like, Pal kisses a lot better now. And she goes, yeah, we've been working on it.
Woo-hoo! This, way to go.
You know, this may be corny, but I have done this before. While I'm kissing, I'll back off and I'll maybe be half an inch from her lips.
Yeah.
And just sit there. And she goes, she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm breathing you in.
Ah.
It just, oh my God. It just would, she just grabbed my head and said, come here, kiss me again. You know, so and they're just the simplest things, and I think it makes them feel good. Also, it makes them feel, you know, they're happy. You know, oh wow, you know, yeah. And I do, yeah. And I love it. To this day, I still do it with Elle, and she just melts.
Right. I was thinking about, you know, my brain just gets shit crazy during and still during sex and still doing weird stuff too. Okay, so. So this last weekend, especially if it's with the couple that I'm very comfortable with, and that's Kyle and Lola. So Kyle shaves my pussy, eats it, makes me scream and come, and all this time. So Fabio is over doing Lola, and before we went to play, the night before we went to play, they were at the party we were not invited to. So Fabio and I just started talking about. We started doing memories. Remember when we did this? And he's like, remember when we were in the party bus? And this was another party bus. We've been on a couple of party buses. I like it. Okay.
Yeah.
So we were in the party bus. And remember when we did that to that woman where she couldn't even walk off the bus? She was so... what we did is he was fucking her. And because he my favorite thing to do, and you guys know this, is to suck the cum out of the woman after the guys come in her pussy. I will fight with Barbie's husband for it. I will fight Big Dick Donnie for it. Okay. So we were on this party bus and Fabio had done her, and there was just, I looked over and saw her legs spread apart, and there was just cum just falling out of that pussy. And I just jumped on my knees on the floor, grabbed her legs and took them to the side of the bus seat. And I did not even ask her if she did women, if she was bisexual, nothing. Okay.
It didn't matter. It didn't matter.
I was like, I'm not asking.
Clean up. Okay?
I'm on a mission. Look out, baby.
Okay, I got clean.
I was going to ask, act and then ask for forgiveness later if it's wrong. Yeah. Okay. That's where I was. And so I was like, okay. So I start looking on this woman, and I mean, I am licking her and she is screaming and giving me the moans, and her legs are shaking and her whole body is shaking, and I make her come, and then I make her come again. I make this woman come three times, okay, while I'm cleaning up every little piece, okay, every little drop that's there. I'm licking that out, and she's screaming, and Fabio's just watching us over the side of the bus seat, watching me do it. And then there's a couple of other guys that are watching me do it. Well, I got to tell you, if I have an audience, it's even hotter. It's even hotter.
I agree. Oh, I love it. I love it.
So yeah. I have an audience and I'm doing this and I'm licking her and she's shaking. And so we talked about that moment. And this last weekend, we talked about that moment on Saturday. Okay. So then we go over to Kyle and Lola's on Sunday. And, you know, that's That's How All the Girls Are in Texas has been played, and I've screamed, actually screamed Shnikes. So it was, he really got me to the top, okay, and it was really good. And then Fabio turns to me and says, hey, would you like to lick this out of her? I don't know how much is in her. And my head is like, oh, this is so good. This is so good. And so then I go over and I start licking it out of Lola. And Lola is, and in my head, I'm licking Lola, but my head has gone to that bus where that woman is shaken 3 or 4 times and all the guys are watching. Okay. There is no audience. We're in Kyle and Lola's apartment, but in my head, nope, I'm back. I mean, I don't know if you want to call it spank bank or something that adds to the moment where you're doing something and it reminds you of something you've done before. And then, so I channeled that and it went into it and we got done and Lola sits up and goes, oh, I forgot how good that is.
That is vibes.
But you're, you know, right. You're right. Don't you think our sexual experiences, when they fit the moment, they just add to it. That memory, that spank, oh, yeah, bank.
We have
just, woo.
We have a picture of Elle riding Detroit Dan at one of your house parties, Janet. Have a picture of it. And he has his hands on her ass cheeks spread apart. To this day, it happened this morning. I did that. She climbed on top. And about halfway through, I grabbed her ass cheeks and spread them apart. And she just went nuts. So I knew exactly what she's thinking about. She thinks about Detroit Dan every time. Detroit Dan every time I do that.
Because I have that picture, okay? Because not only is his is his hands on her ass and his dick is going in, there is rivulets of cum going. You can see the rivulets of cum going over his big black dick. Okay, they're going up into it. It is the visual. It's in my spank bank memories too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 That's a good one. That's a good one.
But yeah, you're so right. You know, you go, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's why I do it, because I know she really enjoys it.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And I just don't know how you could explain to people that by not being monogamous, you bring your relationship to such a deeper level. Once you take jealousy out, once you take sex, just fun, recreational sex, and live your life and have the adventures, it's just, you tell people it enhances your relationship, and they go, what? You know, how could that be?
Right.
About that stuff, you could talk about any of it.
Exactly. And to your point, Barbie, it's, you know, we've been in the lifestyle swingers for a while, and now the newest term is, now it's ethical non-monogamy. Well, what?
I saw that was on my list.
It's ethical non-monogamy. I'm going, you're a swinger.
Was one of my
know.
Ethical non-monogamy. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Which is
God. That's a lot of word.
Yeah.
So last week we were talking to. Last week we were talking to Crimson, and she said, "I don't think you can be in a relationship and be in the lifestyle as a woman." I felt her pain so much. Okay, because I had been there. Right, but my first husband was. My first husband was that. We were in the lifestyle, but it was not for the right reasons. And it was to control me and tell me what I could and couldn't do. It was not a fun situation, even though, yes, I have some gems out of it. And one of them is Barbie. Okay. One of them is my friend Tracy. One of them is Sue. All right. And so I have these contacts.
And one of them is Fabio.
Well, yes. I would have never met my second husband if it wouldn't have been for playing in a bad situation. So yes, stuff is on your plate. It comes, and then you meet somebody, and when you get that somebody that can match it, that is not controlling it, we're not doing it for controlling you, who is your best cheerleader. They're not your jealousy person. They are your cheerleader, rah-rah. And it just makes your relationship hotter when you think about it. And I listened to me telling, I've listened to that episode again, and you know, it hasn't published yet, but it will. But when I listened to that episode again, trying to figure out editing on it, I felt her pain so much. And I was sad because in her head, she's gone through two husbands and then a boyfriend that all have said, we can't match your sexual energy, so we're not going to have this relationship. I know there's a guy out there for her. I know that there is, because the three of us, and then also Roger, because Roger had to jump off, for all of you guys wondering why Roger's quiet. we're all in, we all have that marriage. We all have that partner that is the cheerleader. And I felt almost sad for her. I mean, I admired her and stuff for everything she's doing, but I felt sad for her that in her head, she's always going to be a unicorn because there's nobody out there for her.
Yeah. You know, I think finding somebody who really accepts 100% sexuality across the board. So, you know, she's making porn, she's working hard in a lot of areas beyond just being a swinger. I think it would be hard if you didn't have somebody already going into that.
Right.
I'm with you. I think they're out there. I know they're out there. There are men that would be, you know, that are just okay with sexuality. And they know that if this person likes you, they're with you for the right reason. You know, they're with you because they like you as a human being.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and they say, hey, I'm sorry. I'm tapped out. Go play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, there's such a big difference between love and sex, as we've talked about 100 zillion times. But
yeah, and you're exactly, you know, and I may have said this before in the past, but and it took Elle a while to understand this concept. Or my concept of sex, it's to me, it's always been a toy. Mm-hmm. When I want to play, I'll take it down off the shelf. I play, have sex. When I'm done, I put it back up. It has nothing to do with being in love with my wife.
Exactly.
Or exactly. At the time when I was even my single with my girlfriend, you know, it's a toy. I take it down. It's fun to be experienced with another person.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? It's recreational sex. You know, some people play golf.
Right.
And some people just like to have recreational sex, you know?
Well, here's the thing is, I'm addicted to two things. I'm addicted to food and I'm addicted to sex. Okay. And food just makes me fatter. Okay. When I do it, when I overeat, it just makes me fatter and I get all these health stuff. But when I oversex, it's like, what? Okay.
Yeah.
You're working your body more. You're getting the pheromones. Hey, this is an addiction that I don't mind feeding, especially if I have a partner who knows this. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I would call it an addiction as so much as I just enjoy it so much that it's
a hobby. It's a recreation.
I would love to say
it's a good time.
I am this perfect mate that doesn't get jealous, but you know, there's been a couple times that one and Steve, you know, the Southern Charms lady. Okay.
Yes.
When that was the little dick guy that I didn't know. He didn't know his dick was in my ass. Okay. That was her husband. Okay. So yeah, this is how I associate people. Cause I can't even remember their names anymore. I just know we fucked him. And I think her name started with something like a C or CH or whatever. And I know that here she comes in and she is this beautiful, boob job, nice boob job. She's had, tummy tuck and boob job. She's had the butt lift and she's got the long legs and the fuck me heels, and everybody at the party is looking at this one, and she is not a sparkle pony because she's wearing shit that can come off quick, and she's fucking people. And all males in the whole house, I mean, there's 20 males in the house, are all like, I want to do her. And they are lining up for her. I would be lying if I said that I had no problem with that and that I was just perfect with it. I was not. I was jealous, you know, because you watch this, all of a sudden everybody's looking at her and it's like, what am I, job liver?
I'm the fluffer. I'm the fluffer.
Yeah. Okay, I'll be the fluffer. And so you do that, and then, you know, because after the party and stuff, I say to Fabio, I tell him this, and he goes, what are you jealous of? And he goes, what, the fact that she's spent a lot of money on herself and everybody wants to fuck her? And he goes, they'll get tired of fucking her. And he goes, she doesn't have your wit. She doesn't have your friends. She doesn't have anything that you have. She doesn't have your business sense. She doesn't, you know, and he tells me all the right things. But it still doesn't stop me from being that little jealous bitch inside. Sometimes she sits there. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes that's just part of it. Yeah.
Right. And then I just got to let it go. Now, Fabio will tell you he doesn't get jealous, but I've seen that little jealous man in him every once in a while. He'll hide it pretty good. But I've seen it pop out every once in a while. But you can't tell him that he was jealous.
Yeah. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah. Right. And I'm okay with a little bit of jealousy. It means you care.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And for me, it just takes me back to my insecurities, which I'm still insecure.
Yeah.
You can tell me all day, don't do that, don't be insecure, blah, blah, blah. And this is not me trying to get compliments from you guys, because we've been friends long enough that I'm not asking for those. I don't need it. I know. And yes, I will sit there and do the damn I am statements all day, or the truthisms that you're supposed to do in the morning to get your confidence level up and stuff.
Yeah.
I'll do all that shit. But it still doesn't take away that little girl inside that's like, you're not good enough.
Yep. Or you're an imposter. Didn't matter how many years I went to college. Didn't matter.
Right.
Didn't matter.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the one that doesn't know what I'm doing. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Imposter syndrome.
Right.
It's real.
It takes but you know, I didn't need to take it down a bad path. I'm just it just occurred to me though when that happened. I first recognized it. Hey, these memories come at me at the really good points too, and I've got a lot of good memories. You know,
that's why we have them. That's good. Right.
But you know, but Janet, to what you said, but it's good that people hear this though, so they do see that it's all not fireworks and everything. That's, you know, there are issues and we work through them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And it's normal. You know, and it's normal. So exactly. Normal. Oh gosh. Yeah. And you know, the emotion is the normal part. It's what you do about it. That's the part you know, there's where you take some control. You either talk to your partner or whatever. Yeah.
Right. And Fabio's very good at reassuring me and telling me things and bringing me down and then letting me know and then being just like, okay. So, it is a great relationship. I'm glad that we have them. I do want to have Crimson come back. So, you know.
Oh, I do too. That was fantastic.
I was going to tell the King of Belgium story, but because Roger is gone, I'm going to wait for him to come back. So, and it's about time for us to end this podcast. So it's time for me to turn the porch light off and get the flies off the wall. So let's do this. If you want to send us a note or you want to leave a tip for Mandingo, go to the website, which is beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Send an email. There's an email Roger in it. There's an email Janet button for it. And you can also find on that website. I know that we're on Apple Podcasts and we're on YouTube and we're wherever you're listening to your podcast, we probably are. But where they're all housed is on this website. So if you want to find the old ones, the season one ones, where some of these stories are, that's the place to do it, is go to this website. For all of you flies on the wall who made it to the end, I thank you very much. And I hope that you come again and come again and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.